Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the presentation of the report. I will speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. And at the outset, we would also like to commend UNCTAD for its commitment on evaluating its work and appreciate the very good report that has been prepared. We would like to welcome the report's finding on the value and relevance of UNCTAD's technical cooperation in terms of effectiveness and efficiency. Indeed, similar conclusions were made by past evaluation reports as well as by the MOPAN assessment. So we're happy to note that most recent evaluations of the four considered projects reaffirm this. We do note also the very valuable recommendations singled out in this report. Some of these were already included in past evaluation reports, so they potentially point to a more potentially a systemic challenge. Some of these challenges were also identified by the membership by including relevant references in the Barbados Covenant. For instance, the report identifies the need for greater collaboration with other stakeholders that might be addressing same or similar issues in beneficiary countries. Indeed, in one evaluation, it is found out that UNCTAD was implementing a similar project as another UN entity during the very same time period. So potentially something that has already been mentioned yesterday during the review of the technical cooperation, it only shows the importance of closer collaboration with the resident coordinators, also at the moment of identifying projects to improve the coherence and synergies, and to really ensure that we deliver as one. Also, according to the report, the result-based management appears to continue to be a weak spot in some cases. As it has been highlighted by the report, to ensure good project management, result orientation and performance indicator identification needs to be emphasized from the outset of the project. So we therefore strongly support the report's comment that the work, including research work, needs to be effective, evidence-based, and add value. We also take good note and appreciate that gender and human rights mainstreaming in project identification is present, but still we read that concrete and target implementation of the relevant consideration remains weak. As per the report, robust gender-based analysis required at the outset with targeted activities if needed and ensured in its implementation. We also read with interest the assessment of the evaluation process by the Office of Internal Oversight Services, summarized at the end of the report, which also notes gender human rights consideration that should be further integrated and that the issued recommendation should be targeted and actionable. So also note the comments in the presentation that there will be an update of the evaluation policy this year, so we're looking forward to receiving more information on that, as well as potentially on how the recommendation identified in this report were implemented for the next session next year. So in conclusion, we take note of the evaluation plan for 2021. We repeat our calls from previous years to hopefully expand UNCTAD's evaluation activities to cover all aspects of the organization's work. And as such, the evaluation of the subprograms can provide valuable input for the consideration of the annual report by the Trade and Development Board, as foreseen by paragraph 118A of the Bridgetown Covenant. Thank you.